From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message entitled Food for Our Good, part of this series of studies in the Lord's Prayer. Before Dr. Cairns comes, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled Perfection and Preservation. The text is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. What will he do? He will sanctify us wholly. See the previous verse. He will carry on the work of purification till we are perfect in every part. He will preserve our whole spirit and soul and body blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will not allow us to fall from grace, nor come under the dominion of sin. What great favors are these! Well may we adore the giver of such unspeakable gifts. Who will do this? The Lord, who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light, out of death and sin into eternal life in Christ Jesus. Only He can do this. Such perfection and preservation can only come from the God of all grace. Why will He do it? Because He is faithful, faithful to His own promise, which is pledged to save the believer, faithful to His Son, whose reward it is that His people shall be presented to Him faultless, faithful to the work which He has commenced in us by our effectual calling. It is not their own faithfulness, but the Lord's own faithfulness on which the saints rely.
Filleth all the earth below.
If anything is obvious in this modern society, it is that people are confused, frightened, and uncertain about the future. Where does one look for the solution to the universal problems of guilt, doubt, and temptation? A number of years ago, Dr. Alan Cairns produced a booklet entitled A New Beginning, which deals with such questions as, How may I have my sins forgiven and my guilt removed? How may I be sure that I possess eternal life and that I am not deluding myself? And how may I enjoy the Christian life and live above constant failure and frustration? Dr. Cairns answers these questions from the Word of God. A New Beginning is for inquirers into the nature of the Christian message of salvation and for Christians desiring to gain a good grasp of the first principles of the gospel. It is useful for both personal use and for group study and discussion. For a free copy of A New Beginning, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of A New Beginning, and we'll be happy to provide it. Today's focus continues to be on the simple petition, Give us this day our daily bread. As Dr. Cairns has already explained, the bread spoken of here is nothing mysterious, although some have sought to make it so. It is simply the food we need for bodily sustenance. Yet the teaching reaches far beyond mere bread. In making this request, we are made aware that we are mortals, children of a day. Hence, we ask for bread sufficient for a day. Further, the petition emphasizes a sensible and spiritual attitude toward our bodies. The Bible teaches that a Christian's body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the believer is to take proper care of his body. Now to continue this message, food for our good, here is Dr. Cairns.
We must not lose the simplicity of the text. The Lord Jesus Christ is saying, as the children of Israel went out day by day to gather manna, and they were dependent on God to send them that manna, remember, you're in the very same position. You may not live in a wilderness. You may not live in a famine area. You may feel that there are shops enough with bread enough and food enough, and you have money enough, and you're not dependent on God at all. He says, look beyond that mirage and see the reality that you, as much as they, depend on the God of heaven for your daily bread. And so therefore, you should cry to him day by day, as they went out each day to gather their bread. Day by day, you should pray to him, give us today our daily bread. I want us to spend a little time in this morning, thinking of this food for our bodily good. The Lord Jesus taught us to pray that the Father in heaven would graciously give us what we need to sustain life and to enjoy life. That's what he's telling us to pray for. And as he does so, he teaches us some very important truths. Give us what we need for the coming day. Some people have found a difficulty there. Does Jesus say, take no thought for the morrow? Yes, he does. Well, then how does he say, give us today bread for the coming day? It's nitpicking. The Lord Jesus says, take no anxious thought for tomorrow. He doesn't say, don't pray about tomorrow. Take no anxious thought about tomorrow. If you pray this prayer in the morning, and there's not a better way to start the day, this would then mean, Lord, provide for us today. If you pray this prayer just before you go to sleep, and there's not a better way to end the day, it means, Lord, even while we sleep, be preparing for the day that's soon to dawn. That's what we're to pray. And in teaching us to pray this, the first thing the Lord Jesus does is to stamp upon our hearts the great and searching thought of our mortality. I said there's more in this than meets the eye. There is the thought of our mortality. Notice what he does. When he's praying, telling you to pray about God and the things of God, he says, our Father, which art in heaven, lifts you right above earth and introduces you to the greatness and the glory of heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. And the idea there projects us right out into the future and into the great eternity to come. And then thy will be done, again, on earth as in heaven. The idea is again looking forward to the great prophetic fulfillment of the plan of God. And then the new heaven and the new earth, wherein dwell righteousness, or dwelleth righteousness. When he comes to talk about God again at the end of the prayer, he says, thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory, forever. In other words, when he says, get the things of God in your mind, he's saying, let eternity be stamped upon your thinking. But as soon as he tells you to pray about yourself, he introduces the element of time. Give us today bread sufficient for a day. You notice the stark contrast? between the eternity of God and the brevity of time when he comes to speak about man. The reason is simple. And he wants you to keep this in mind as you pray. He wants you to keep it in mind in all your life. We are but children of a day. I have visited people in their 90s. I remember talking to an old man who was 99 and a half years old. And he started reminiscing, going back over the years. And you know, the days when he was 9 years old, and he could remember them with such startling clarity, were just like yesterday when it's past. 99 years old sounds an awful lot of years when you're 15 or 20. But it didn't seem much to him. And when you take that little span in comparison to the endlessness of God's eternity, what is it? We are children of a day. Moses spoke of this in his great prayer in Psalm 90, a prayer that was composed in the wilderness, as he saw the children of Israel dying off in one plague after another, as he saw an entire generation, everybody over 20 years of age, wiped out in a 40-year period. You know, when he looked at that, he said, "Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning, they're like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth." You notice again the time span of life? It's just like a day. Peter, quoting Isaiah the prophet, says, "All flesh is as grass, and the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away." Children of a day. When you come to pray, the Savior is stamping this upon your heart. Every time you pray the Lord's Prayer, remember what Proverbs 27 and verse 1 says. "Boast not thyself of tomorrow. Thou knowest not what one day will bring forth." Which of those folk brutally murdered 2 days ago in Northern Ireland, which of them would have thought today I'll be in eternity? Not one. Which of those hundreds of people in Nairobi went to their office that morning thinking, "Today I'll be in eternity"? I wouldn't think one of them. But it doesn't take a bullet or a bomb. God, in whose hand thy breath is, just needs to close off the supply of life, and you're gone. So don't boast about tomorrow. Don't boast, "I'm young." I don't care how young you are here this morning. I can tell you, I have buried people younger than any of you. Don't boast how strong. I have buried people as strong as any of you. Don't boast in your physicians, in the skill of medicine. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for you don't know what even a single day may bring forth. James says in chapter 4 and 14, you know not what shall be in the morrow. For what is your life? Good question. Good question. I have listened to scientists try to convince you that your life is just a chemical formula. However, when they put the chemical formula together, they still don't have life. What is your life? It is just like a vapor. How often you've heard the illustration, but yet it can't be made more clear than this. You walk out of a fall morning or a winter morning and you breathe and you see the vapor before your mouth. It's there and then it's gone. And says the Holy Ghost, that is just like your life. It's here and then it's not here. You have it and then you don't have it. You see it and then you don't see it. Why do people then get so taken up with this moment in time? Why are they wrapped up in the affairs of this moment, in the pleasures of this moment, in the sins and the lusts of this moment? Why are people so wrapped up in the moment when you're only here for such a short time and it is eternity that matters? Because there you will live forever. In heaven or in hell. Every day we live, we flirt with death. Every day we live on the edge in the borderland of eternity. The Lord Jesus teaches us the lesson of our mortality. But though the body is mortal, the Lord Jesus teaches us that you should pray for its nourishment. So he teaches us a very sensible and a spiritual attitude to the needs of the body. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us what we need for health and strength, for the usefulness of our body today. Now, this is the proper attitude, and it's very important that you get this. I can't follow it into every argument, but it touches on some very, very, very simple things, but some very, very important things. The proper attitude of the body, or to the body, this is going to save you from two things, from vanity and from folly. When the world looks at the body, the world is mostly interested in the beauty of it. How to adorn it. How to make it look good. Beauty and appearance. A multi-billion dollar industry here in the United States alone. And of course that's because the body to the worldly person is nothing more than the vehicle of pride and of lust and their own desire. The Lord Jesus Christ doesn't say a word here about the beauty of the body, but he does say something implicitly about the health and about the usefulness of the body. And his message is very clear. Now this will come home to roost. Be very careful here. It's very easy for me to say this. But this will come home to roost in my life and in yours if we live long enough. When you get old and you get tired, when pains rack the body, when disappointment has caught up with you and frustration has overrun you, yet the Lord's Prayer still stands and the Lord Jesus is teaching us to pray this. And what he's telling us is that it's our duty to live today as well as we can live, and therefore to seek to sustain our bodies in the strength that we need to fulfill the purposes of our Father in heaven. We have just been praying, Father in heaven, hallow your name, bring in your kingdom, do your will, and do these things in me as you would do them in heaven. Do them in us, and then do them in the world as you would do them in heaven. Now, if we're praying that, then here are the means. Lord, glorify yourself as I live today. Advance your kingdom as I live today. Do your will in me as I live today. Sustain me in being and in strength. Give me what I need to be able to live. It's very easy at times just to give up hope and in natural weakness of body or depression of mind, simply to say, it's not worth it. As long as the Lord gives us being, it is worth it to live for Him. We must not judge the worth of our lives by some synthetic standard of the world. We judge it by the will of God. And if God is keeping us here, then He's keeping us here to glorify Him and to be a witness for the honor and the praise of His name.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.